From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. I'm Philip Grant. Kenneth C. Crow II reports in the Times Union that a civil rights complaint has been filed with the U.S. Department of Homeland Security concerning alleged physical abuse and unsanitary conditions at the Rensselaer County Jail. Several immigrant rights groups filed the complaint September 9th, and the anonymous woman behind the allegations says it has already led to retaliation from jail officials. Currently, there are five immigrant women being held at the Rensselaer County Jail. The woman making the allegations is being called Ms. Q in court documents. According to a statement issued about the incident, she alleges that the U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement employee, and I quote, violently tugged on Ms. Q's shackles, causing her ankle shackles to get caught on a grate and causing Ms. Q to fall. Because Ms. Q's wrist, hips, and feet were shackled together, she was unable to break her fall with her hands, and she landed on her head. Ms. Q reports later being told to clean herself in the sink inside her cell, despite being covered in blood, end quote. The complaint also outlines lack of medical care, filthy living conditions, clogged toilets, littered floors, barely operable sinks, and inmates not being provided sanitary pads and no access to showers for up to 10 days. ICE officials did not comment on the complaint, but the sheriff's office said, and I quote, the female inmate's main complaint, who was scheduled for deportation, was she did not want to be quarantined upon arrival to the facility, which is, due to COVID-19, policy for all new admissions into the Rensselaer County Jail. She was given a grievance form, which she filled out, but later signed off stating everything was all right and no longer wished to further the grievance, end quote. Read more about this story in the Times Union. Nick Reisman reports at New York State of Politics that New York's League of Women Voters is urging votes against an amendment that proposes to alter the redistricting process of the state. There are several amendments relating to voting rights on the November 2nd ballot, including no-excuse absentee balloting and ending a 10-day voter registration requirement. But the League of Women Voters is against a measure that would give more power to the Democratic supermajorities in the state legislature if the commission created by the last constitutional reform fails to reach an agreement on how New York's congressional and state legislative districts should be drawn up. Laura Ladd Bierman, executive director of the League of Women Voters of New York State, said, and I quote, New York State voters have a unique opportunity in 2021 to constitutionalize our right to clean air and water and expand voting rights by eliminating the 10-day voter registration deadline and allowing for no-excuse absentee voting. Voters will also have the opportunity to reject Proposal 1, a rollback to recent redistricting reforms that would weaken the role of the minority party in the commission and legislative approval of the plans, end quote. Early voting begins October 23rd, and you can read more about this story at New York State of Politics. The League of Conservation Voters has scored New York legislators on their environmental record this past term. State Senator Michelle Henchy, a Democrat, is the only local representative in Albany to receive a 100% rating. Dee Dee Barrett, a Democrat in the Assembly, gets a 93% rating from the group. Republican Assembly member Jake Ashby received a 53% rating, while Republican Assembly member Chris Teague got just a 33% rating. Daphne Jordan, a Republican in the State Senate, got the lowest rate locally at 25%. Scores were based on the legislators' votes on 15 recent environmental bills. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, community information, or COVID-19 updates, visit our website at WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.